Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 26. Thank you guys so much for listening. Today's podcast, we are going to jump into resetting when you're going through things in life and you're feeling that energy kind of tied, changing and such, how we deal with that, how we stay the course, how we look for all the positives and everything. So, first off, when things start happening in your life and things start changing, sometimes it can be for the amazing and the good. Sometimes it's we're going through a process, we're going through things, you're injured, you're mentally not there, all of these things. So we have to be able to identify what we want to be. So that's the number one thing I would always go towards is what do you want to be and what are you wanting out of each and every interaction in the world? Because if you simply go into things blind and don't have somewhat of an idea of what you want out of the day, the week, the month, out of interactions in life, if you go in blind, a lot of the time we aren't prepared, we don't react accordingly. So that is one of the first things that I would suggest and getting into is remembering exactly who you are and why. So one of the biggest things that has worked for myself is sit down, think about what you want out of the day, the week, the month, breaking down your work stuff and then life positivity. So it's awesome to have spontaneous things as well, but having some structure to your life. So structuring it. So one of the first kickoffs for you would be, what do you want to achieve today? So sitting down, thinking about what is your tasks for today. As you get ahead on tasks, we've touched on this many times before, for your weekly and monthly ones, you feel way better. You feel more energetic. You feel like you're achieving way more. Those are amazing. But throughout a day as well, how are you going to achieve things? How are you going to get a good balance of work, life, making time for yourself to do some amazing working out, some reading, anything to get that full balance to your life? So making sure that you have some of these things, some structure. So structuring your life is a great way to kick off and start, because if you do not do this, a lot of time when we go in, we don't achieve as much. We hit the end of the day, we wish we would have. So identify, relax, understand exactly what and how and are the things that are on our list and what we want to achieve today, and so that we can go into tomorrow as well with positivity and on a tide. Sometimes when we notice that we're on those highs, notice who's in your life, what you're doing, what you're doing for a living, even job-wise, if you've switched or if you're around certain people, notice the highs. Also notice the lows. Are you bringing the low, or are somebody else in this situation bringing it down? Being able to identify these things is huge and can make a huge difference in your life. One of the biggest things that most people nowadays do not do is the structuring, and even sometimes writing it down, as simple as it is, because if you don't do it, it's easy to put everything into our phones and to track, but then we do not. I have noticed in my own life, when I am not writing things down, I am not getting that sense of heightened basic self-worth by crossing things off. A lot of people think it's something silly, but at the end of the day, when you can cross off things, get ahead in your week, notch off, you did this many things, you got this done, you made this many impacts in your life, you reached this many people, whatever your job may be, you feel better about yourself rather than sitting back thinking about, well, I could have, should have, would have, all those type of things. So sit back, think about it, relax, and then see and identify in what areas are you really successful and in what areas could we work on. Always room for improvement. As always, we like to set that up and give you some growth. So today's structuring your life. Structuring it is huge. We talked before about making the most of our opportunities, chasing after joy, keeping that going. Now, structuring it so that we can be way more useful at work, so that we get more enjoyment outside of work as well. So we're not spending so many hours doing work things when there's so many positive things out there for us to take part in and be a part of. So being able to identify structuring our lives, we've touched on this many times, but structuring it so that we can have more free time, so that we're not so based to just doing work things and only work. And then when we're away, we're too exhausted to enjoy ourselves. So in asking ourselves today, the number one thing that I believe that everybody should be is, where are we, what situations are we the most successful in, what's in those situations? Are we bringing in, are we having something in the morning, reading, listening to music, doing some audible or hard copy reading, or is it the people in it? Identify your really successful situations and then the ones that aren't. Are you bringing it or other people in it? Now we have to make sure that we are in the best situation so that we can be more successful, structure our lives, and give the most to people in our lives, and so that we can get the most out of people in our lives. We have to be open and have that huge heart and be able to give and take, because that is what real relationships are about. So being able to identify these, that is your task, structuring it, but then identifying situations where you are really successful and then situations where we weren't. Where can we improve? Where can we maximize those ones that are successful? That is the question today. Sit back, think about it. What areas do we really want to improve and take advantage of all of the positive things in our lives? And then in the opposite, how are we going to eliminate some of the negative stuff that we've brought in? Or if other people are, how do we pick them up and make them feel better about themselves as well? So thank you so much for listening. Today was all about structure and structuring and identifying those situations. Sit back, think about them, and then take that step forward so you can make a huge impact in not only your own life, but other people's as well. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.